I love speaking with musicians, and it ties in nicely because you do have a song, Airport Piano. The inspiration, the mind that is Tim Minchin. Tim Minchin's mind would be an interesting place, I dare say. But where is the most unique place a song has actually come to you?
I don't feel like a very inspired songwriter. I tend to write songs when I've gone, you know what, today, get up at 7, get a coffee, you got a deadline, you got a musical to write or you've got a show coming up. I'm very deadline driven, but I guess usually songs come from a lyrical phrase that comes into my head. Like I wrote this song on an airport piano. Just as I was walking through an airport and seeing one of those pianos, I think in Heathrow they have these sort of pianos that no one ever plays, sitting behind red ropes for some reason. And I just thought of that phrase and I just put it away somewhere. And then that evoked thoughts about, you know, when you're delayed at airports and you sit there thinking this is wasting my time. But actually I have a philosophy that when you're trapped in places you don't want to be, you should use that time to do something you wouldn't otherwise have done.
Wow.
So this is a really like little... bit of wisdom. Like if you ever miss a flight or your flight's delayed or just if you're at a supermarket in a long queue or whatever, just say to yourself, 5 days from now or a year from now, I want to be able to look back and go, if I hadn't have got stuck in that queue, I wouldn't have ... and then figure out what that is. So for me, of course, it's writing lyrics or trying to solve a problem in my head about how I should renovate my garage or, you know, I try and use that time. And that song started being about using time and then came about time slipping away and then became about capitalism and midlife crisis.
It's a natural segue. I can see the totally. Link. And again, right.
Which is why my songs are always 5 minutes long because I can't stop.
There's a lot to process when you're thinking about the way the world works. Anything shorter than 5 minutes really wouldn't tackle the big issues, let's be honest.
Exactly. I can't solve the world in 3.5. I'm sorry. Well, I'll get it done in 4:45.
We are thrilled that you have given birth to a part together. It is in the world. And the fact that you continue... I want to say evolve, but continue to show different sides of who you are creatively, I think makes the world a better place. So, Tim, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
I really love talking to you and thank you for being so kind. And this album is being launched with a filmed specifically for lockdown streaming gig tonight. So from 7 p.m. tonight in whatever time region you are, the 19th, for 48 hours, this gig's going to be online and you just go to my website. It was a really special gig, actually. I'm really happy with it. So I'd love you to watch it.
We'll get all the deets up as well, krock.com.au. All the best, Tim. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks so much. Bye.